CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. Joe and I have enjoyed ourselves looking at life in London for nearly 3 years now. And with the new king, there are new ceremonies to study because people in London have beautiful parks and Buckingham Palace has parks around it. And these last days, there was a ceremony called Trooping the Colors. Thousands of soldiers in bearskin hats, as far as I could see, in what looked to be a heat wave, marching on dust to the delight of a huge stadium-like crowd, although they looked to be erected bleachers, and the king and his family watching. Joe, you're more familiar with these ceremonies than I am, but I enjoyed it a great deal, especially all those red coats. Does it bring Britain together at moments like that to see it on telly?
This is one of those traditions that gives shape to life in the United Kingdom. I mean, it's a notable difference between the UK and the US that over here, Britain has barely any civic holidays of the sort that we're accustomed to in America. I mean, we have in the US, the 4th of July, we have Thanksgiving, we have Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Day, now Juneteenth, all of which celebrate key elements of America's common history and the things that make the U.S. a coherent country. The U.K. doesn't really have civic holidays in the same way. And so when you have traditions like the Trooping the Colour or the King's Birthday, it's one of those events in the calendar that is distinctively British, and I think creates a sense of Britishness that people can rally around.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that every time the band struck up. I sympathized with them marching in their bearskin hats. I understand it's a longstanding ceremony. This is the household guard, very dear to everyone who goes to London and goes to Buckingham Palace. But there's this other ceremony that is underway right now, as I understand. It's called the Royal Ascot Meeting, which is represented chiefly by people dressing up as if it was, what, Sherlock Holmes, 1887, Victoria's in the palace, and all's well in the empire. Is this something that brings the country together, or is this that class system that we don't understand in America?
It's an interesting one because I think that people are aware that it is happening and that it is a tradition, although I should point out that there's also been some major cricket going on in recent days, and although I can't tell you exactly what, since I am not much of a cricket follower myself. But I think that definitely it is these sporting events, whether it's cricket, whether it's the national soccer teams, whether it's the horse racing, they again provide these moments on the calendar that are distinctively British in a way that even if people aren't really participating or feel that culturally it's or socioeconomically it's very remote from them, it is still distinctively part of the national culture.
The Telegraph reports His Majesty is expected to attend every day of this year's Royal Ascot, which starts today, hours, making a return to tradition for the first time since 2019. So there's a sense of restoring order, and I appreciate that. Although copy error here, it's sovereign. The sovereign is expected. There's been a change in recommendation to how to address the king when not using his name. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.